single from Michigander called Stay Out of It. I'm Jay Thurber, hoping that you stay right here. FSN News is coming up for you at 1 o'clock. More music on the other side of that. Don't forget to check in with me on Facebook and Twitter today at Jay Thurber Show. Here's a group called War to take us to news time. Seems appropriate the way the news is going these days.
Washington, I'm Simon Marks with The Week in Review, and the week ended with news that Nord Stream 1, the pipeline that conveys Russian gas to Europe, will not reopen this weekend after what the Russians are describing as routine maintenance. They say they found evidence of a malfunction and an oil leak that require repair, and that the pipeline will be shut indefinitely, adding to growing anxiety in Europe about energy supplies. Meanwhile, G7 finance ministers agreed to try and impose a price cap on Russian oil to prevent the Kremlin from profiteering. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen.
Our objective since day one has been to deprive Putin of the revenue they need. Higher oil prices have actually boosted, not diminished, Putin's revenue that he needs.
In Ukraine, the week was dominated by challenging but ultimately successful efforts by UN nuclear inspectors to reach the country's Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, now in Russian hands. The IAEA says it will keep inspectors at the plant permanently to safeguard against any crisis there. FSN's Sergio Olmos spent most of the week in Zaporizhia.
Rafael Mariano Grossi, the agency's chief, telling reporters the world that the IAEA is here, and he said that the 18 members would stay behind until Sunday at least, but they wanted to have an ongoing presence there at the plant.
In Moscow, President Vladimir Putin joined mourners honoring the memory of Mikhail Gorbachev, the last leader of the Soviet Union, who died in hospital at the age of 91. He's more admired in the West than he is at home, but Vladimir Putin paid his respects as the man who helped end the Cold War lay in repose. In 1995, Gorbachev told FSN that there was only one path that would lead Russia to stability.
There is no doubt that Russia can become a dynamic, modern, stable nation that will be able to provide a decent standard of living for its people only if it continues the democratic process.
And Gorbachev will be buried this weekend alongside his wife Raisa in Moscow's Novodevichy Cemetery. The weekend will seal the fate for Liz Truss and Rishi Sunak, the two candidates battling to succeed Boris Johnson as Britain's Prime Minister. The winner will be announced on Monday, the day Boris Johnson is expected to leave No. 10 Downing Street. Donald Trump's legal jeopardy deepened after the Department of Justice published a photograph showing top-secret documents recovered in his Mar-a-Lago office during last month's FBI search and seizure operation. And on Friday, the FBI disclosed that 43 of the folders recovered with top-secret markings had no documents within them. Speaking to right-wing outlet Real America's Voice, the former president.
You look at the floor and you see documents, right? They have cover sheets of documents. No, they put them there, John, and they put them there in a messy fashion.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
This is Tube City Online Radio, McKeesport, 88.3 WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the solid gold sound of a million-dollar weekend, all weekend from
WMCT, McKeesport.
That's Deep Purple here on Radio 9 with me, Jay Thurber, at 107. Much more music time. Thank you so much for spending a little bit of your Saturday afternoon with me here on the radio on 88.3 WRCT, freeform radio owned and operated by the students of Carnegie Mellon University and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. So glad to be with you. Today's show is pre-recorded, so please no phone calls, but do save your call for another time. I am checking Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show, and I do love to hear from you. We would have the radio calendar coming up for you in just a couple of minutes where we're going to check some things that are going on. There's a rib fest, actually, happening right now at Renzi Park in McKeesport. We'll give you some details on that.
Support for WMCK.FM comes in part from the G.C. Murphy Company Foundation. Created in 1952, the G.C. Murphy Company Foundation is a charitable organization that provides funding for educational, cultural, and public activities in the Monoc area. For more information, visit the website at www.gcmurphy.org.
Additional support for this broadcast comes in part from donations from Striffler Family Funeral Homes and Design Monuments, Finney Funeral Homes in Clareton, Gervaisburg, Glassport, and West Elizabeth, and contributions from listeners just like you. If you appreciate what we do at Tube City Online, trying to keep the flame of local journalism alive down in the Mon Valley, you can go to tubecityonline.com, click the contact button, and there's a donate link there, right there. Okay? All right. Enough said. It's Labor Day weekend, and anyone who's ever worked for anybody else has always felt like
Take
saying,
"This job and shove it."
Yeah, once in a while.
I ain't working here no more. A woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. I've been working in this factory for now 15 years. All this time I watched my woman drowning in a pool of tears. And I've seen a lot of good folk die, had a lot of bills to pay. I'd give the shirt right off of my back if I had the guts to say, "Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. My woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more." Well, that foreman, he's a regular dog. The line boss, he's a fool. Got a brand new flat top haircut. Lord thinks he's cool. One of these days I'm gonna blow my top, and that sucker, he's gonna pay. Lord, I can't wait to see their faces when I get the nerve to say, "Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Take this job and shove it."
I think about 1978 or so, Johnny Paycheck, "Take This Job and Shove It." And when you quit work, you get out of the train station and, well, I guess if you saved any money, you can have a ticket. Otherwise, you just become a hobo. Here's Gladys Knight and the Pips on Radio 9, 112. Much more music time.
L.A. proved too much for the man. So he's leaving the life he's come to know. Ooh. world he left behind not so long ago. He's leaving,
leaving
on that midnight train to Georgia.
On the midnight train.
Yeah, said he's going. Without him in mind,
world is his and hers alone.
He kept dreaming, ooh, that someday he'd be a star.
A superstar, but he didn't get far.
But he sure found out the hard way that dreams don't always come true.
WRCT's Jay Thurber program, brought to you in part by Vitale's Drugstore in Carrick, Horn's Department Store downtown, and viewers like you.
In the world.
From Barbara Lynn on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. We're going to check your weather in just a couple of minutes and have some more new music coming your way. These are the Elegants.
Where are you, little star?
Here on Radio 9 at 121. Much more music time. New music from The Whole Damn Mess coming up after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. A lot of people call this show, in fact, The Whole Damn Mess. Did you see, speaking of whole damn messes, did you see that our friends over at Where the Music Matters 91.3 were in the news this week? They have reorganized their schedule and in the process have kicked a couple of longtime hosts off the air, longtime shows off the air, including the Saturday Afternoon Soul Show, which, I mean, I realize they're on another station and I don't know. They don't really go up against us. We're not really competing directly with them. But, yeah, they kicked Mike in the Soul Show off of that station. He will still be available online, and he's on four other stations around the country. He's syndicated it now, so you can hear it on other places, but a lot of people very upset about Where the Music Matters. The program director, I guess, was quoted in the Tribune Review as saying that they wanted to take the opportunity to expand the mix of AAA music that our listeners have come to expect. Which is good news, of course, for all of the psychotherapists' offices and yoga instructors in Pittsburgh that have 91.3 on in the waiting rooms. A family is important. When you're growing up, You need the connection that family provides, especially in your teenage years. Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids, is a new podcast that tells the compelling real-life stories of youth in foster care on their journey toward adoption. It provides informational resources from experts in the field of adoption. Navigating Adoption is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council, and it's hosted by April Dinwoody. So let's get all of you April Dinwoody fans to go to adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids, wherever you get your podcasts. So go down to the podcast store, Podcasts R Us, or the Podcast Arena, Podcast-rama, the Podcast Mart, and get your Dinwiddie out and just say, hello, I would like Navigating Adoption, please. And they'll give you a cookie and tell you to go away. Speaking of people who should go away, I'm Jay Thurber.
Weather. A chance of showers and thunderstorms today, otherwise partly sunny skies with a high near 83. Showers and thunderstorms overnight, mostly cloudy, low 67. On Sunday, showers likely, maybe a thunderstorm, mostly cloudy, high near 81. Labor Day, that's Monday, showers, maybe a thunderstorm, high near 78. And then on Tuesday, showers likely, mostly cloudy, high near 80.
With new music now from The Whole Damn Mess. From The Whole Damn Mess here with The Whole Damn Messy Jay Thurber.
Super Bad. K-Tel presents 20 sensational sounds. Father, brothers, and sisters who made them great. Isaac Hayes.
Iceman coming. Jerry Butler. The Godfather of Soul, James Brown. Love Unlimited. Main ingredient. Bobber Mason, the Staple Singers, Frederick Knight, the Shylights, Joe Tech, the Honeycomb, and Frida Payne. Joe Simon. Detroit Emerald. Superbad. 20 soul-sational sounds by the brothers and sisters who made them great.
Say what?
Superbad. Only $3.99 from KTEL.
Mickey's Sports Zone. Tube City Online Radio.
I remember my first love affair. Somehow or another, the whole darn thing went wrong. But my mama had some great advice, so I thought I'd put it in the words of this song. I can still hear her saying, boy,
boy,
oh, I see you sitting out there all alone, crying your eyes out, 'cause the woman that you love is gone. Oh, there's gonna be a whole lot of trouble in your life. So listen to me, get up off your knees, 'cause only the strong survive. That's what she said, only the strong survive. Only the strong survive. Yeah, you gotta be strong. You better hold on. Don't go around with your head hung down. Well, I wouldn't let the little girl know. I know that she made me feel like a clown. There are a whole lot of girls looking for a good man like you. Oh, but you'll never meet him if you give up now and say your life is true. Then she said, only the strong survive. Only the strong survive. You gotta be a man. You gotta take a stand. Yeah. So I'm telling you right now, only the strong survive. Only the strong survive. Hey, you gotta be strong.
Jerry Butler on Radio 9. A reminder, today's show is transcribed, so please no phone calls. Do find me on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, this is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 1:31. This will blow your mind, maybe. Maybe, maybe not. You realize that the blockbuster movie Titanic is 25 years old this year. That's right. The blockbuster movie Titanic is 25 years old. And what that means is that Leonardo DiCaprio just threw it out of his house. Says he doesn't want to be in it anymore now that it's 25. Here's Jim Croce.
Well, I had just got out from the county prison doing 90 days for non-support. Tried to find me an executive position, but no matter how smooth I talk, they wouldn't listen to the fact that I was a genius. The man said we got all that we can use. Now I got them steadily depressing, low down mind messing, working at the car wash blues. Well, I shouldn't be sitting in an air-conditioned office in a swivel chair, talking some trash to the secretary, saying, hey now mama, come on over here. Instead I'm stuck here rubbing these fenders with a rag and walking in these soggy old shoes. 'Cause I got them steadily depressing, low down mind messing, working at the car wash blues. You know a man of my
ability. He should be smoking on a big cigar.
But till I get myself straight, I guess I'll just have to wait in my rubber suit, rubber knees cars. Well, all I can do is shake my head. You might not believe it's true. But working in the sand on Niagara Falls is an undiscovered Howard Hughes. So baby, don't expect to see me with no double martini in my high brow society news. Depressing, low down, mind messing, working at the car wash blues. So baby, don't expect to see me with no double martini in any highbrow society news, 'cause I got them steadily depressing, low down, mind messing, working at the car wash blues.
Yeah, I got them steadily depressing, low down, mind messing, working at the car wash blues.
Oh, Labor Day weekend. That's Jim Croce. And this, it's Freddie Boom Boom Cannon. If you were a rock and roll record.
If you were a rock and roll record, you would be a hit, I know. If you were a rock and roll record, you'd be played on every record show. You'd go around and around and around and around. They never let you stop all day. Around and around with the grooviest sound. You would be the one that everybody would play. If you were a musical platter, soon you would be number one.
You wait, not wanting to complain, convincing yourself that things will change. But meanwhile, it hurts, it truly, truly hurts. You and I.
shouldn't cry. But I just want to tell you now. Come on, fellas. Come on now. Let's tell the truth. Let's tell them, tell them, tell them, tell them that it hurts. Oh, my, 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 my. How it hurts. Oh, you know. The girl don't care.
The girl don't care.
But the girl, she just don't care. My, 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 no matter what you do, the girl, she just don't really care. Come on now, fellas, let's tell him how it hurts. Let's tell him how it hurts. And then maybe the girl, she just might care.
Gene Chandler, the Duke of Earl, with some soulful sounds from about 1967 here on Radio 9.
Everywhere this weekend things are happening.
Yes, sir.
Here and there and all around the world. Keep your dial tuned where you're in touch. This wonderful weekend with your radio.
Now, the Donald J. Trump Foundation for Confidential Document Management brings you the radio calendar for today, September 3rd, 2022. And as we look in on the little house, halfway up in the next block, we see that the Thomas Merton Center today is holding its 50th anniversary celebration. That's at Allegheny Commons Park on the north side until 6 o'clock today. The Thomas Merton Center is a Pittsburgh-based nonprofit organization that works toward ending war, poverty, and discrimination. They are hosting the Love and Living Music Festival today to celebrate their 50th anniversary. For more information, go to thomasmertoncenter.org. The Harris Theater, 809 Liberty Ave downtown, presenting Steve McQueen in The Blob. Also presenting The Bread, My Sweet, which was filmed and set in the Strip District neighborhood of Pittsburgh, starring Scott Baio as a corporate raider who becomes a baker. The Blob will be shown this weekend through Monday the 5th. The Bread, My Sweet continues through September 8th. Some people consider Scott Baio The Blob. For more information, trustarts.org. The Pittsburgh Irish Festival will be held at the Cary Furnaces in Rankin, September 9th, 10th, and 11th. That's a brand new location. It will highlight traditional and new items, including music, dancing, tours, cooking demos, shopping, Irish cuisine and beverages, and much more. PGHIrishFest.org. Liberty Magic presenting The Expert at the Card Table by Guy Hollingworth, one of London's most skilled magicians, specializing in a unique and original style of card conjuring. That's at 811 Liberty Avenue at Liberty Magic. For more information, trustarts.org. September is Love Your Library Month, and the Carnegie Library of McKeesport has a variety of programs this month, including Friday lunches, a wine and canvas paint party, and the Shriners Band of Pittsburgh. Coming up next week, there's a checkers practice for kids on Wednesday leading up to a checkers tournament on September 14th. The film Missing McKeesport will be screened on Thursday, September 8th, and there's a trivia party for kids on Friday afternoon. For more information on any of those events, Go to mckeesportlibrary.org. Speaking of libraries, the West Newton Public Library is accepting donations of rings, earrings, pins, necklaces, bracelets, and watches for their next jewelry fundraiser sale. You can drop off donations at 124 North Water Street in West Newton or call them at 724-633-0798. And the McKeesport Rib Fest is being held this weekend at Renzi Park in McKeesport. Admission is free. Vendor prices vary. The festivities continue today, Sunday, and Monday from noon until 9 p.m. each day. And if you or your organization have something you'd like to get off your mind and onto the radio, email radio-calendar at wrct.org. The radio calendar, a copyrighted feature of this radio station, and may not be reproduced without the express written permission of the Pittsburgh Steelers and the commissioner of the National Football League.
WRCT.
Music Radio.
We'll play this for the Harris Theater, which is screening The Blob this weekend. Here are the five blobs with the theme to The Blob. How many times can I say blob, blah, blob, blah, 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 blob?
Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door, all around the wall, a splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob. Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall, a splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob. Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall, a splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob.
Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall, a splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob.
Beware of the blob, it creeps. The five blobs here on Radio 9 with old blob himself, Uncle Jay. We're going to check sports and weather for you in a couple of minutes. We have PNS News coming up for you at 2 o'clock. More music after these messages.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. He sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself.
For many military veteran caregivers, their caregiving journey starts earlier in life and lasts longer. Visit AARP.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Picked a letter at random from the week's mail, and fortunately it poses a question. It says, Bob and Ray, you have been telling us how different things work the past few weeks, barbershop and a typewriter, telephone. But why don't you start at the beginning and tell us how radio works? I think that's a good question.
Well, all right, then. Is that a
gentleman or a lady?
It's a lady, I assume, by the handwriting.
All right, ma'am. We'll be very pleased to explain radio to you. Now, how it works simply is this. We talk, as we're talking to you now, into what is called a microphone. Here, I'll touch it. Hear that? That's the microphone. Now...
It's sensitive, too.
Leading from the microphone is a cord, much like the cord you'd find on your toaster. And you plug it into the wall, and then it goes to your house.
In between is the man known as the control room engineer who sees that it goes to your house.
Well, I think I might point out here that this isn't that simple, really.
Well, let's not get too technical because, I mean, for all intents and purposes, you have answered the question.
Well, somewhere there is, say, a tower. Now, as we're talking to you, our voice goes up the tower and it goes off into the air like. And then goes to your house.
You know how it goes from there. You turn the radio on, you have it on now, huh?
In your house, or in your automobile radio, or any place you may have a radio, it's going to.
Hear it before we do.
Did you know that?
That's always amazed me. You hear us before we hear us.
That's the way it is with radio.
I may be wrong on that.
There's something electrical about it.
There is definitely something electrical about it. Bob and Ray.
Radio 9! Please, more music.
We've got more new music coming your way in about 3 minutes. We're also going to check sports and weather. Here's the Suite on Radio 9. Happy Labor Day weekend. Be safe out there.
Silly with a star shoe, shimmy shuffle down.
Little Willie at 1:52 chime time. We've got more new music coming your way from Weezer, so stay tuned for that right after we take care of sports and weather. If you're tired of the same old morning zoo on the radio in Pittsburgh or the nice, polite Republicans that are close to us on the dial. You might want to tune into 88.3 WRCT weekday morning, starting at 7 o'clock for the David Pakman Show, followed at 8 o'clock by Democracy Now!, and then all kinds of interesting listening, including Whiskey Before Breakfast, Faith and Begorra on Thursdays, and Pinckney Hall on Fridays. It's all coming your way from the Pacifica Network and from 88.3 WRCT, freeform radio from Carnegie Mellon University. If you listen to us on Tube City Online Radio, I have noticed that listenership is picking up at 10 a.m. weekdays for the Rick Smith Show. Rick Smith grew up in the projects in Cleveland, dodging gangs and working part-time jobs to help feed his family. Then he became an over-the-road truck driver. Now he shares his no-nonsense Teamster outlook with you every weekday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon. Welcome to the Rick Smith Show, where working Pennsylvanians come to talk weekday mornings from 10 a.m. until noon on the new sound of the Mon Valley, Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport.
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
The Toronto Blue Jays cruised to a 4-0 win over the Pirates Friday night at PNC Park. It was the Pirates' 14th shutout loss this season. It also clinched the team's fourth consecutive losing season. And the sixth in 7 years, the Buccos have now lost 28 games since the All-Star break. It's the Pirates and Blue Jays again tonight at PNC. Ronzi Contreras is expected to get the call to the mound for the Buccos. Elsewhere, the Giants routed the Phillies 13-1 to snap a 7-game losing streak. Padres beat the Dodgers 7-1, and the Rays blanked the Yankees 9-0. In college football, the Carnegie Mellon Tartans started their season Friday night with a victory. Under new head coach Ryan Larson, Tartans beat Whitworth University 35-17 under the lights at Gesling Stadium in Oakland. Carnegie Mellon outgained Whitworth in total offense. Quarterback Ben Mills connected with senior Chris Hughes on a school record 99-yard catch and run touchdown. Ohio State quarterback C.J. Stroud wants his teammates looking fly for their season opener today against Notre Dame, so he gave them each $500 gift cards to buy new game day suits. And Serena Williams held the lead several times over Ayla Tamjanovic, but could not hang on in what might have been the final match of her career at the 2022 U.S. Open yesterday in Flushing, New York. Tamjanovic won the three-hour third-round match 7-5, 6-7, and 6-1 to advance to the round of 16. A crowd vocalized heavy support for Williams throughout the match.
Weather.
A chance of showers and thunderstorms today, otherwise partly sunny skies with a high near 83. Showers and thunderstorms overnight, mostly cloudy, low 67. On Sunday, showers likely, maybe a thunderstorm, mostly cloudy, high near 81. Labor Day, that's Monday, showers, maybe a thunderstorm, high near 78. And then on Tuesday, showers likely, mostly cloudy, high near 80. With new music from Weezer.
I hear records in my head everywhere that I go. I've got records in my head spinning out of control. They go round and around and again, round and around and again, round and around and oh yeah.
I hear records in my head everywhere that I go.
cares what I think or feel. Peel off the plastic, smell the vinyl. For me, it's like a holy Bible.
From Weezer on Radio 9, Dwayne Eddy's going to take us to news time.
...2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
We are not powerless in the face of these threats. We are not bystanders in this ongoing attack on democracy. There are far more Americans who reject the extreme MAGA ideology.
President Joe Biden addressed the nation from Philadelphia Thursday night, warning of extremist MAGA threats to American democracy. Republicans criticized the speech. Here's Republican House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy.
What is clear to me and clear to you is that Washington and the White House aren't listening. They just don't get it. You have never been more worried, more alarmed by the direction of our country. Yet they tell you everything is fine.
The January 6th committee on Thursday has requested an interview with former House Speaker and Georgia Republican Newt Gingrich about his involvement in events leading up to the Capitol riot. Former President Donald Trump said he would issue full pardons and a government apology to rioters. A federal judge has declined to issue an immediate decision in a case brought by Trump's lawyers, who asked the court to appoint a third-party legal expert to review evidence seized by FBI investigators when they searched his Florida home. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell heads to Jackson, Mississippi today. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the EPA also has an expert on the ground to support the repair of the O.B. Curtis water plant. Tens of thousands of people lack access to safe drinking water after flooding in Mississippi's capital.
The agency is also working to expedite delivery of equipment needed to repair Jackson's water treatment plant.
A new Pew survey of Black Americans finds nearly half say achieving racial equality in the U.S. isn't likely. Kiana Cox with the Pew Research Center said the results show widespread pessimism on racism and institutional change.
No more than 20% of Black Americans said that they thought that any U.S. institution would change in terms of the criminal justice system, the political system, the healthcare system, and others that we asked about.
On the heels of Labor Day, the National Labor Relations Board said they intend to throw out Amazon's objections to the unionization of its warehouses in New York, clearing a path for the union to become the first certified bargaining unit within the company. Finally, the CDC late Thursday recommended Pfizer and Moderna COVID-19 boosters that target the Omicron strain for people age 12 and up. I'm Nadia Ramlagan for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
This is Tube City Online Radio, McKeesport, 88.3 WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Change. You may get disgusted, start thinking that I'm strange. Their kids are going to ground, get some heavy rest. Never have to worry about what is worst or what is best.